We lead, the rest follow. This is Tax FM.
It's Tax FM 107.2, and this is the sex show. It's that time of the night again, and tonight it's not just your regular sex show, Libel, where it's just us chatting about your confessions or chatting about your random questions or anything like that. We have a fantastic interview tonight.
Actual guests.
From the Sex Expo, which is taking place this weekend. Sharon is joining us, Dr. Rosen's joining us, Linda is joining us. They're all from different fields and different sectors, from the sex toy retailers to the South African Health Association to the actual organizers of the event itself. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Let me tell you, I'm super, super excited for this interview and for the actual event.
We're also going to be broadcasting live from the Sex Expo this week, Friday, from 12 till 3. So you're going to make sure you join us during that period to find out everything and everything that's happening. Obviously, you won't be able to see it. We will. But you'll be able to hear everything that's going on over there. And it's just something that you look forward to. If you want to contribute throughout the show tonight, 061-720-1072, also on the desk.
We cover outside the lines. We are Tax FM.
Tax FM 107.2, it is the burning question time where I, producer Mike, propose a question to Dwayne and Level, and they try and answer it. If you want to answer the question for us as well, you're more than welcome to WhatsApp us on 061-720-1072. Right, so Dwayne, Level, the question for today is, if you were in the situation where you have hooked up with one of your friend's exes, would you tell that friend?
No.
unless they're your best friend and you possibly know that they won't mind. Like, if it was a bad ex, like if that ex cheated on them or treated him really badly and you were the friend and you found out about that, I think hooking up with them is then like a moral injustice that then you don't tell them. But if it was just like a, it wasn't really going to work out, and then you hooked up with them, I think you can be like, listen, I hooked up with X, Y, and Z, but it didn't really mean anything. Like, it's just vibes.
No, you don't tell them, you shut up and you hope they never find out. Because it's going to mess up the friendship.
They always do find out though. I've always found out that my best friend has hooked up with my exes. Why? Because my exes are like, haha, I hooked up with your best the other day. And I was like, oh.
Then you deny it. I don't know what you're talking about. They're lying. My friend is going to believe me over the ex. No.
No, I'm with you. True. I agree with you. The thing is, for me though, friends or the friendship circle that I've got is so small and so tight-knit. Like, for you to go out of your way and for you to hook up with one of our friends, like, it's like, okay, cool, shut up. You're not looking for friends. Like,
done. You did it on purpose. But actually, if you hook up with your friend's ex, you did it on purpose. Like, there's so many people in the world. There's so many fish in the sea. If you go to your friend's ex, how many other people have exes? Why couldn't you go to
Because it's happened with two of my best friends, and where it's even been like, I've now, like, one of them I called, and I was like, where are you? We're trying to find this person because they disappeared from the strip. No, I don't know where that person is. They just climbed in their Uber and left. Then we found out afterwards that while he was saying that lie to us, that friend of mine was in the room with my ex. And they just lied to both of us and all hell broke
loose. Some people are just shady. If you're shady, then you're not going to tell them anyways because you're a shady human being.
Yeah, so then we might as well catch you out and then end the friendship. But I still think don't tell.
Don't tell.
We are young. We are Tax FM 107.2.
It's Tax FM 107.2. Welcome back to the Sex Show. And today we have some exciting and colorful guests in studio with us. Recently, we have all been seeing the billboards and the adverts promoting the Love Sexpo, which will be taking place at the Times Square Arena from the 10th to the 13th of October. And this has sparked much curiosity. So today, we'll be hearing more about the four-day sexy shopping and spectacular entertainment experience and what to expect. You'll be hearing from Dr. Rosen, who will be educating us on all things important to sexy health. And we're actually going to be starting off tonight's interview with Linda Guldemond, who is the organizer of the Love Sexpo. And she's an event specialist who holds an honors in industrial and organizational psychology. Good evening and welcome to the show, Linda.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So first and foremost, just tell everybody who probably doesn't know, what is the Love Sex Expo all about?
So the Love Sex Expo is going to be 4 days of sexy shopping, sizzling entertainment. It's going to be open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It is Thursday to Sunday, so the 10th to the 13th of October. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got shopping, we've got entertainment, we have informative workshops, anything your heart desires, you'll find it there.
Because what's the main aim of the Sex Expo? Because is it just purely for people to purchase stuff or for people to be made aware? Like, what do you go in? Like, what's the thought process going into the expo?
Sure. So it's a kind of a little bit of both, I would say. Obviously, there's the massively fun element. There's shopping, shop till you drop. There's the latest in technology and gadgets. There are going to be industry experts giving half an hour talks on a workshop stage, which is going to be really informative. We've got crowd participation shows, so you think you can strip the lights. That's going to be really interesting to watch. We have international acts like the Fuel Girls from the UK. They do an amazing pyrotechnic show. These girls are hot, hot, hot. We've got Picasso, if you don't know him. He's the world-famous artist that paints with his penis. Oh my goodness. So he'll be down here. He's actually recently just done a portrait of Steve Hoffmeyer. I don't think Steve's bought it yet. I don't know how impressed he is, but Steve, you look good. So yeah, I'd say a little bit of everything, you know, just some fun. As long as you're over 18, you're welcome.
What's people's reception to the sex expos? Because they probably have never been, when they see the word, like the sex expo, they just picture nudity and pornography and everything wild and dirty about sex. But clearly you're showing that, like, from the highlights, there's a lot other in terms of like educational awareness and things that could probably spice up your relationship that you can find there.
No, for sure. I think, you know, you're going to walk away and take away from it what you're looking for. There's something for those that are sort of more on the conservative side. Do something for those that are a bit more experienced, you know, and looking for something, for a lack of a better word, hardcore. We'll have some fetish stands. And I think most importantly, you know, with the workshop stages that we have and having all of these awesome industry experts coming through to share their knowledge, even if you don't know and you want to find out more but you don't want to ask the question, you can sit in that public forum and listen and learn and partake. Whether it's the educational side you're looking for, if you want to have fun, come and have a drink at the bar, watch some of the shows, shop till you drop, as I said, lingerie, creams, gadgets. We have some humanoid sex dolls that will be there as well. They have like AI, they're amazing. So yeah, a bit of everything. We even have a chapel. If you want to come, you can get married. You can do a vow renewal.
Other things about the chapel.
There's a commitment ceremony that you can do. So those range from like 900 Rand to 2,900. You can literally do it there and then. You can have a nude wedding. Something for everybody, but
I'm
certainly
so
what I'd say,
Friday.
You know, nobody's going to walk in and be offended.
Yeah.
I think it's done in a very tasteful manner, in a safe space for people to explore and have fun. And I mean, you can bring your mom if you want to.
I've actually gone with my mom.
Good
where,
for you.
Where can people buy tickets for the Sex Expo?
So they're available online on CompuTicket. They're 250 Rand a ticket. I would say get them on there if you can. We will be selling at the door, but obviously queues will be quite long. So if you want to avoid the queue, try and do that. And also the first 1,000 lucky ladies that arrive will get a gift bag on arrival. So get your tickets and come through early.
So you speak about the lucky ladies. Would you say the Sex Expo is more geared towards the female audience or the male audience or both?
I'd say it's a good balance of both. However, we do obviously want our female guests, you know, in particular, to feel safe, welcomed, you know, held, secure. I mean, not just our females, for absolutely everybody. But it is a more, I would say, we haven't gone for a, you know, in your face kind of, as you would have seen from the billboards that are around, you know, here. It's a tasteful, soft look at it, but there's also something for those that want something a little bit more extra.
Okay.
Tux FM 107.2.
Tux FM 107.2, you're tuned into The Sex Show. And coming up next, we have the confession session where you send in your confession, confessing to something, basically. Mike, what do we have today for confession session?
Okay, firstly, we've got a disclaimer. If you are a sensitive listener and are likely to be offended by you know, sex, and more importantly, sex involving, you know, normal bodily functions, then please turn off your radio now. Because the one that we've got today is pretty hardcore.
Ooh.
It's about being in a situation and having a normal bodily function happen to you. Look, I'm going to be the first to disclaim this. I've been in very odd situations where she's made very interesting sounds, or there's been liquid coming out of all sorts of different places. First things first, it's normal. It's a bodily function. If you're going to be in a situation where you are sexually intimate with somebody, realize that that's how bodies behave.
Whatever Mike just said is wrong, and he's lying. If someone takes a number on you or does something on you, you
not
tell
on purpose,
to me. No, but still, they still did it. Now you smell, first of all. Secondly, you're sticky. Now you need to take a shower and they need to leave. That's the standard procedure.
I personally believe that if you're going to have sex with someone, an important part of your consent is knowing your body well enough. Mm-hmm. But also of just decency is knowing your body well enough. If you can feel that you drank too much and you're possibly going to throw up, don't go and do the extra above and beyond on the other person.
Yeah.
If you know what would happen if you were sober, you would gag if you were sober, which means if you gag and you're drunk and you want to throw up, you're going to project.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've ate spicy tacos the previous night and you're about to go and like do like whatever with your partner that involves not the whole way that doesn't come out of, then probably don't initiate that, because like doing it on someone is not pleasant. It's not nice. You embarrassed. The other person is shocked. The sheets are ruined. They're ruined. Their perception of it's ruined.
Exactly. And the room smells now. How are you going to continue with the intercourse in a room that smells?
Know your body better next time. I think the important thing is know your body better. It's happened to a lot of us in this room.
Mm-mm.
But know your
Speak
body
for yourself.
Better.
Tux FM 107.2 Young Radio.
Tux FM 107.2, this is The Sex Show, and it's now time for Check Your Technique, where we've been exploring the story of the one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from the club, we were in the Uber at a stage, we're now in the bedroom, and we've done all sorts of things. We were in the shower earlier, now we were just finished in the sheets. So this is the scenario now. So you have just finished being intimate with this person, and as I said, it's a one night stand. And you now need to make sure that that this person understands that either it's time to go or it's your time to go. What do you do the very next step after you have completed the art of lovemaking?
Six words. As soon as you've rolled over and you've gotten your breath back, can I call you an Uber?
Okay.
No.
But what if you went back to this person's house?
I will call myself an Uber. Uber.
Six
oh
words.
My gosh, that's so mean. No, you ask them what they're doing later on. Like, what's at night? What are you doing later on? Because that's a cue. That's how you tell someone that it's done. What we're doing here is, what are you doing later on? So
at 2 o'clock in the morning, the only other option is sleep. And then if they say, I'm asleep, would you, let's, and then, no, you have to make it clear that as soon as you roll over, you even go pick up. I even sometimes say, don't have post-coital conversations. No PCCs. You roll over and you grab the undies and you grab your shirt. And then you go wash your hands, and then you say, can I get you an Uber? Or you say, I'm going to get myself an Uber. And then you talk. The only conversation you have is that awkward time waiting for that 10 minutes for Jake to arrive in his Uber and
oh,
pick
wow.
you up.
The excuse is I have work in the morning, or I have to babysit my sister.
What if it's
Come
a Saturday? So it's a Saturday
then
night.
You work on a Saturday.
No, you don't work on a Saturday. That's the point.
Listen,
just leave. You know what? It's just
unless
leave.
You want to catch feelings with the person, then you stay in your then you bring up your mom, and then as soon as you roll over, you talk about your parents.
Okay,
you start a conversation.
So it's gotta be one or the other. Like you can't have
no. There's no in between. Maybe like I don't know, roll something up and
say I'll call you tomorrow. That's a sign that someone needs to go. If you're at your place, then that person needs to go. If you're at their place, then you're going. I'm leaving now. I'll call you tomorrow.
I think for an imperative to one night stand is getting them out as soon as possible, because if they get comfortable, I know after sex sometimes I will lie there, and if I lie there for too long and you want to chat, I fall asleep. Then next thing I'm sleeping in your bed, and you know when you sleep over at a one night stand, you wake up with feelings. That can't happen. So you get that Uber real quick.
Is that what they say? Okay. Mm. Okay. So don't sleep over. That's the rule. That's what we're saying. Do not sleep over.
Tux FM 107.2. It's about that 012 life. It's about now.
So Dr. E. Rosen is from the South African Sexual Health Association. I have a few questions for you. So what do you think the difference between sex and sexuality is?
Okay, so quite often when we talk about sex, we're lumping a whole bunch of stuff together, right? But sexuality is actually this massive, big, broad topic. And it includes everything from our development as people. So we are sexual beings from the time that we're born until the time that we die. It includes how we interact with the world around us and how we understand our own developing sexuality. Mm-hmm. It includes the basic things that we actually need to do as far as looking after our bodies and our sexual selves. It includes the actual behaviors of sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it includes all the information that we've been given about sex and sexuality from the world around us, from the people that we speak to. And it also includes our personal skills. So our being able to have a good conversation about what we want and what we don't want and what's sexy and what's fun. So sexuality is all of that.
Yeah.
Sex, the actual sex that people talk about is just the act.
The act,
but
yeah.
Also, it's not just one act. It's not a penis going into a vagina. Sex is so much more than that. There are so many ways that people can enjoy sexual intimacy.
Thank you. I like that. So with the use of sex toys, would you say it's a healthy alternative, or would you prefer the actual thing?
The sex toys are just one aspect of sexuality. And having good skills, good personal skills, being able to have conversations about what you want and what you need, understanding your own body and how it works, having a hands-on approach to your own sexuality is going to give you far more as far as your sexual pleasure is concerned than just relying on a sex toy. Sex toys really are the sprinkles on the cupcake.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. I can see Sharon sort of wants to jump
in
here.
I'm getting a nervous twitch.
How can you tell? Yeah,
because you're a retailer of sex toys with Lola Montez, and you obviously have wide experience with all the varieties that sex toys come in. Who uses them more? Who should be using them more? How should they be being used? Well, to make the sex more enjoyable, but even just like when you're on your own.
Okay, so I think the biggest myth about sex toys is that it's for lonely women who can't find a man. You know, like really, get a laugh. So what they are is they are toys. They are meant to enhance your pleasure on your own and with your partner. They're meant for play. They're not the end game. They're part of the foreplay. And, you know, you will know, Doctor, that the research says that the average woman takes about 40 minutes to orgasm, okay? Boys, that's a lot of humming you've got to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if you bring a toy into the play, that number goes down quite significantly, and we can all have a lot of enjoyment out of that. And that's what toys are about. And you asked whether it's an alternative. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Masturbation is a wonderful alternative to picking up some arsehole at a bar and taking him home just because you're a little bit less.
Yeah.
So rather masturbate and you meet a better quality of person that way.
Now, obviously Lola Montez, it's the naughty, the fun, the exciting side. What do we expect from your stand specifically at Sexpo?
Okay, so I'm probably the doyen of sex toys, you know, because I started this brand over 17 years ago. It was aimed specifically at the female market. It was the first time that had happened in the sex industry. So if you went into a Lola Montez store, and sadly there aren't any stores left, you can only buy online and at the Love and Sex Expo, is from Lola Montez, you can always expect the top end. The best of the best. So our toys range, we will have some, I call them cheap and cheerful. So if you are a student here at the University of Pretoria, we got some cheap and cheerfuls for you. So please don't eat for the next 3 days so that you can buy them. And then if you've got dad's credit card, you know, we've got something a little bit more upmarket. Yeah, we've got sort of luxury ranges. And they really are luxury. You know, they charge now. They're made out of medical grade silicone. They're app enabled. So if your partner is sitting in Dubai, it can tell, and you're on Skype, it can tell your sex toy what to do to you, which is quite exciting. So at the Lola Montez stand, you'll have a very large range, but we do sit on the luxury brands.
So Dr. Rosen, we've noticed that some people are afraid to talk about sex, obviously, and the pleasures thereof, and the safety around it, and so much more. Can you enlighten us as to your counsel offer within this illustrious industry, and also what they can get from visiting the Love and Sex Expo?
Okay, so SASHA is an organization that trains all sorts of different healthcare providers in dealing with sexuality in practice. So we do a lot of CPD courses. But at the Sex Expo, what we're specifically going to be focusing on is providing a space for people to ask their sex questions. So if anybody has any questions, if they want to know more about something that's going on with them, if they want to know how an internal condom works, or they want to know how to hack their own dental dams, we'll be there to answer all the questions.
So basically a frequently and asked questions will be live at the Sex Expo.
It's like if you had your very own sex educator standing in front of you to answer every question that you've ever had, we'll be there to provide that service.
Adult allo.
Linda, a final word on the Love Sex Expo.
I think, you know what, guys, come down, check it out for yourselves. I'm going to be there. I'd love to meet you all. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so, so, so much fun. And I really just look forward to seeing everybody at the Love Sex Expo.
And I'll be there and Dan will be there.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for this. This is literally my past time.
We'll go check out the stands together.
I'll probably just end up bringing my mom with the credit card a few days later, but I don't know how comfortable I'll be buying stuff.
I'm going to
be
cheap and cheerful.
Buying, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's telling mom what we're buying. That's going to be the questionable thing. But thank you so much, ladies, for joining us in studio and telling us everything about the Love and Sex Expo. And I think we all definitely look forward to what's coming up this weekend, and we'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Tux FM 107.2. It's about this life. It's about now.
Do's and don'ts of sexy social media is the next one on your Tux FM sex show tonight. And Mike is going to be telling us about the language you should or shouldn't use when you are initiating some sexiness on the social media.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here is not necessarily the language that you're going to use in order to hook up with this person. What I'm looking at is if you've never met this person before and they take a screen grab of your language and say, right, this person is a sexual predator, stay away from him, and they post that on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which has happened a couple of times recently, especially considering where we are. The language that I'm referring to is how to basically keep yourself out of trouble. So avoid phrases that refer to genitalia, first of all. And also, just be a decent human being. Avoid stuff like, oh, I want to see you naked, or your photos are as sexy as hell. The reason why I say this is because the moment that you meet this person, you're going to get a better feeling for what kind of relationship you actually have with this person, and you can begin to sort of develop consent around that.
I will never make explicit references to that person and sex. Even if, like, I find them, like, extremely attractive in that moment, and I'm like, well, I want to do things with you. I will always initiate and be like, we can see where it goes when we meet, but I know where I want it to go. And then that's like, I'll leave it there because yeah, it's still very ambiguous.
That's what I'm referring to. So ambiguous is very good in the beginning of a relationship. Just remember, though, that if the relationship develops, then that ambiguity could be construed as certain things. So you can always look back and go, oh, he said where we go or what we do, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just keep, this is the thing. If you were to have a particularly bad breakup with somebody and they were to look back at your conversations, are there certain things that you would want to regret if you've never met this person before?
Facts. I actually just had someone DM me like last night, and they basically said, I want to F you. Like, not, hi, how are you? I want to take you on a date. They said, I want to F you. And I replied with a Bible verse because I rebuke. Because
right.
It's very uncomfortable to receive something like that from someone.
I think, though, when you're in a relationship, there's going to come a time where sexting is part of a relationship. And that's when you actually say, like, the explicit stuff, like, oh, I'd really love to. And if the breakup and that comes out, it's probably as bad as a nude.
Yeah.
But it's a condition of the relationship, which means it's going to happen. And I don't think I'd resent that. But in the build-up to, like, if I'm just flirting with someone today, like, my crush in my DMs right now, I'm not going to go and be super explicit.
No. So I need to DM people quite often on Facebook and Instagram specifically to book them for gigs or to look at them, to bring them into the station for interviews or not, to look at them as potential interview candidates was the phrase that I was trying to say. And even I am looking at the professionalism of how I'm talking to people in DMs, and I'm doing exactly the same thing in terms of DMs as I would in terms of an email that I would send to my boss. So look, I'm not saying that you need to go to that extreme, but the do's and don'ts of sexy social media today is, do be very aware that what you say on social media doesn't go away. So somebody can screen grab it and send it to their friends, somebody can screen grab it and send it to the police. You know what I mean? It's that extreme.
We have something in IT we call netiquette. It's internet etiquette.
That's it.
So use your netiquette.
This is Tux FM. Fresh, young, and relevant.
Tux FM 107.2. As you can hear, my favorite part of the show. And today's. It's shout out to my ex time. And it's time where we get to hear an ex send a shout out to their ex. And tonight's one is so relatable. Take a listen.
Shout outs to my ex for always recycling the gifts that she used to give her old boyfriend and giving them to me.
Now, you see, I can't do that. I can't pass on the gifts that she gave to me because I burnt all of them.
Oh! And I whoop!
Yeah, well, we heard your shout out to the ex. Yeah.
On my side, I put a lot of effort into my memes. Like, they personalize. Like, I've sent puppy photos of my actual dog in, like, really cute settings and being like, good morning. And then I find out as well that they've then used that on, and I'm like, why are you sending my dog? Like, that's my dog. It's so disrespectful if you take the content. It's basically copyright. I copyrighted it when I sent it to you.
Do you see? Okay, I'm sorry. I need to ask. Do you see a photo of your dog as a gift to someone?
No, I took a really cute photo of my dog jumping in the air.
Yes.
And then I sent it because it was really adorable. And I sent it to my ex.
Okay.
And I was like, good morning. I hope you have a good day. Like, I see. Face. And then they sent it to the other person saying, I hope you have a good day. And I was like, excuse me.
No, what I'm referring to is, and I think what this person is referring to as well is, okay, this person bought something or made something or and physically gave this to another person.
But that was my part. Like, that's what I'm still saying. Anything that I've given you, if you then decide to reuse it on your ex, you deserve to have your toe chopped off.
The game is called, you must be resourceful sometimes. If you don't have anything to send them and you have this thing that you can send to them, you know what? Just send it. They're your ex. It's not your current anymore. I don't owe you anything. So I'm just going to send your gift to someone else.
Ah. You see, this is where you land up with houses being burnt and shirts and cars being scratched and keyed. This is how you get it.
But this is interesting, though. In the last 2-3 weeks, we've had something similar in the sense that when you give something to someone in a relationship, this is the potential for what might happen.
You can't even give them a gift anymore. No. You can barely give them a hoodie. No. Next thing, I'm not even give them good morning, because then they'll just copy and paste my good morning message to their crush. No, how? No, never.
Well, I gave my ex a very expensive watch for his birthday. Now he's my ex, so do I ask for that watch back? I feel like he's going to sell it, plus... Thereby financials, shaky sometimes.
I think next week, once the dust has settled from your relationship, I think next week it's your turn.
It's definitely your
cut
turn.
Me
next week.
Out. Yeah. Cut me out.
If you have any shout out to my ex to send, or even just your confessions, or even your relationship guru questions, the number you can use is 0617201072, or send any of your submissions to mike@tuxfm.co.za, and we want to hear from you so that we can just react to your lives.